to live there alone?
What business is it of yours?
Just this. You won't tell anyone that you met me tonight, will you?
I won't.
That's what I said. Because if you do, one of us will become very useless.
Hey, Mr. Case, there's a dame here to see you.
A dame? Show her in there.
Okay, Tootsie. Help yourself to the boss. But don't make him nervous. He's in a very delicate condition.
Anne! Oh, Anne, darling, I'm so glad to see you.
Hello, Leonard.
You look beautiful. More beautiful
than
I...
Hey, Mr. Case, is it all right if I take the car and go for a drive into town?
Yes, beat it. Go anyplace.
I'll pick up some chow for the icebox while I'm there. You got a couple of preferences, maybe?
Buy anything you like, but for Pete's
okay.
sake...
Okay.
Don't look so surprised, Ann. The guy saved my life. Pulled me out of the wreck before the car went up in flames. Hang it if he doesn't turn out to be the best cook and butler this side of the Atlantic. I was hoping you'd come, Ann.
You were? What do you mean?
I knew you were on the island.
Oh, Elisha told you.
No, I saw you.
From here?
Hmm?
But my house is... Leonard, what have you done to this room?
You like? I had these walls ripped out and the glass put in their place. Nah, I don't miss a trick. I simply looked through this telescope and the island has no secrets.
I see. Leonard, when is Myra coming?
She isn't.
Too busy in New York?
I hope so. The fact is, Myra and I are washed up. Silly, isn't it?
Is it?
The crazy thing about it is that I really thought I loved her. Yeah, I must have been out of my mind.
Did you marry her?
No, it wasn't that crazy, Anne. Come here.
Leonard! Put that crow on your bed.
And I want you to meet Mabel, my little helpmate. When Sam's away, Mabel does the little odd jobs that make me comfortable. Watch. Mabel, my pipe. Oh, you're slipping, old girl. You forgot my tobacco pouch. Thank you. Now you may go out and get your lunch. And don't dig up anyone's garden.
For pity's sake, where did you pick that up?
Myra gave it to me.
Well, everyone to his taste. I don't think I... What's that?
What?
On your bed. It's a buckle off a woman's shoe.
Well, what do you know? I think that bird will bring home with her.
Wait a minute, Leonard. I've seen this buckle before. Haven't you?
Haven't I? Why, I don't remember.
That's Myra's.
What are you talking about? Myra's in New York.
We'll soon find out. Give me that telescope.
But, Hello? Yes, yes, she's here. Would you like to talk to her? Uh-huh. What? Good heavens, of course I'll tell her right away. Anne, you can stop looking.
What is it, Leonard?
Myra's here on the island. Elisha McComber just phoned. He wants you to go over to her house. She's been murdered.
Elisha?
Eh? Oh, Miss Waldron. You got here pretty quick, didn't you?
I can't believe it. Myra dead. When did it happen?
Sometime last night.
Last night?
The coroner says it must have took place between 11 and 12.
That's impossible.
Is it? Why?
Well, it was close to 12 when I left you. I took the path that runs around this place. The house was locked up.
Did you look to see?
No, there was no reason for me to look. You yourself told me Myra wasn't on the island.
I reckon I was wrong, Miss Waldron. Miss Van Wyck must have got here while I was in New Bedford.
And that must have been it.
What was that, Miss Waldron?
The door. As I was passing by here last night, I heard the door open and close twice.
Of course, you didn't see anyone, did you?
As a matter of fact, I didn't.
Too bad. Would you like to see the body?
Must I?
It can't hurt you. It's right there in the living room. Come along. There she is, just like I found her.
Oh, her head's almost in the fireplace.
Yep. She was just about to light the fire with that match when death blew it out. You got any idea what killed her?
I? Well, why should I?
I thought you might...